may be seated. If you love the Lord, say amen. 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 Thank God for you. We appreciate you. Amen. Coming and being with us in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's be much in prayer for all these that are sick and shut in this morning. Let's pray for each one of them. Remember these that's got to go in the hospital this week. Remember, still remember Miss Emily. They'll be having her baby on Tuesday. So remember that at Northside Hospital in Atlanta. And so we're praying for her this morning. And remember Kyle Kemp's wife. What's her name? Casey.
Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay. We went up there yesterday. He's a pastor over at Lee's Chapel now. But anyway, she's about 25 weeks pregnant. And she had a seizure in the shopping malls up there at Calhoun. And for a day or two, she didn't really know anybody. And we went up there yesterday and had prayer with them. But y'all remember that family in our prayers this morning. And others, we talked to the pastor from Northside, and they're going to be taking his daughter in October to Ohio to do that surgery on her. And so remember her in her prayers. And just so many that has been just coming to us and telling us, different ones that's having different things done. Let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. Hey, man, let me give you a quick announcement right quick. If you joined since October of last year, if you joined from October up till today, next Sunday at what time?
Meet in the back hall after church.
Immediately following the morning service, that's about 35 that we've had joined since last October. We need to meet you in the back hall for just a minute and to set up a time to get your picture took, everything, to get our directory updated with you in it. And so all those that have joined since October, that's when the new directory came out. And ain't that great to have 35 since last October? Amen. And so please take care of that for me. That'll be next Sunday. So remember all the prayer requests, all the announcements. Remember all these things. Please get a bulletin, all the announcements that are in there, that you know everything that's going on. So remember each and every one of these. Thank God for our side over here that's just about 99.9%. And so we'll be moving over to the other side and getting things done. It's all because you continue to give. As long as you keep giving, we'll keep going. Amen. When you quit giving, we'll have to put a break on it. Amen. And so let's just keep giving. We got so much we want to get done. And so we're looking forward to the progress that's going to be made throughout the rest of this year. And so we thank God for you. No other word. Let's all stand. Anybody uplift the hand, like I said, preacher, I'd like to be remembered. Amen. God knows all about it this morning. Amen. We're going to ask our ushers to come around. Receive our morning tithes and offerings. Amen.
Page 92.
Still remember Brother Billy Lumpkin in our prayers this morning. He's supposed to be getting to come home maybe next week. So let's remember him and Bobby both and all them as they, you know, when you bring somebody back home, it's a big change. You ain't never been through that. You're bringing people back home to take care of them, and you're the one that does it. Both sides need prayer. And so let's pray for them, pray for this family. They've just been a blessing to us, so let's pray for them this morning. Amen. No one else? Amen. Well, that's Derek, if he will, to lead us while we pray. Robert Flippo. Brother Robert will be having surgery next week, too, and so let's remember him in our prayers. Be starting dialysis here in a couple of weeks, so remember that. All right, let's go to meet.
I once was lost in sin.
lets you down and you feel more broken than whole. When the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul. I may not know what you're going through, may not can make that high mountain move, but one thing I found that I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when the world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. And giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and your strife. He sees a sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew precious you are in His sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters, it doesn't only matter to you. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
I Good to be out in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to be part of God's bride. You know, no matter what we come upon on this life, I feel like sometimes we've all got angels that looks out for us, helps us through the struggles that we've got. But we got a great big God. No matter what, he said he'd never leave us, never forsake us. Won't you listen to the words of this song? Because it says we're angels, fear to tread. God be with us. Bless your Lord.
There's been many times I felt all alone, and many times,
yes, but Lord,
then I look to the eastern sky and I know as I walk through the desert sand. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will praise my Lord with every breath as he walks. Many times
then I look to the eastern sky, and I know my Lord was by my side, and he walks with me where angels fear to tread. My Lord walks with me where angels fear to tread. In a land of the famine, I am fed.
Yes,
I'm never.
Y'all pray for us. You know, sometimes we get burdened down. We have heartaches and problems. And
Amen.
We have family members that's sick, and you pray and pray and pray. You have family members that's lost or strayed away from the Lord, and you pray. And you just keep praying, and you think God's not listening. But he just tells us to hold on. He'll answer those prayers. A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. God sent Elijah to make his word known. He said, woman, don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you even asked him, your help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Troubles of this life comes in, and burdens get us down. You think no one is listening. You think no one's around. You just remember what his word says. Trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven, because your help is on the way. Woo! Amen.
Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Your help is on the way. just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Your help is on the way.
Praise Him this morning.
Praise God.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
He's worthy. Bible, the book of Mark. Mark chapter number 5, verse number 1, reading through verse number 8. Amen. Brother Derek taught on my sermon this morning. Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 1, reading through verse number 8. I like it when people are in the same mind and one accord. Amen. Mark chapter number 5, verse number 1 through 8. Thank you for coming this morning. I know you could have went anywhere, and I know that without a doubt, but I appreciate you coming up on this hill this morning here at Clarkwood Road. Amen. Amen. Mark chapter number 5, verse number 1, reading through verse number 8. The Bible said, and they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadareans, in verse number 2. And the Bible said, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him a man in the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. And the Bible said, and who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. He was a wild man. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and the tombs, crying, cutting himself with the stones. Verse number 6. He said, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Verse number 7. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee, that means I request of thee, by God, that thou torment me not. Look at verse number 8. He said, for he said unto him, come out of that man, thou clean spirit. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move, Jeff. Hey, Lord, out of the way for a little while that I'd be able. Hey, get over on the holy ground. God, I know, Lord, that I'm not nothing today, but you're everything. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'll give us the strength that we need. Lord, to preach your word, God. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Learn from me your scripture. Neighbor, the Lord's laid upon our heart today. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on for just a little while, maybe on this right here, unchained, amen. Unchained, amen. And we find here a man, neighbor, who had lost his life. Listen to the demonic possessions, the devil, and the spirits of Satan that entered into him. Listen, he was physically, he was alive, but spiritually, he was dead. Listen, and the Bible said that Jesus was on the ship, and they were coming through the storms of life, and they were headed in that direction. Listen, and directs them through until he reaches the other side of the place called the Gadareans. Listen, the Bible said that Jesus began to step out of the boat, and the Bible said this man, listen, immediately came to where the Lord was. Listen, and the Bible said, listen, that Jesus and they would begin to talk to him and all these things. Listen, this man here, he lived among the tombs. Listen, the people of the town, and they tried to bound him, listen, with chains and fetters. Listen, and the Bible said that he would just break them asunder. Neighbor, today I thought about this. So many of us today are chained down. Listen, by the cares of the world. It may be drugs. It may be alcohol. Listen, it may be sin in general. It may be the cares of the life. But sometimes we get so chained. We get something that is controlling our life instead of allowing the Lord and neighbor to come and do that. Listen, he would have him to do. Listen, the Bible said, Jesus asked him, said, what is your name? And he said, my name being Legion. Listen, representing many, up to 6,000 demons living inside this man. Listen, he was a wild man. Listen, the Bible said he lived among the cemetery. Listen, no doubt people would tell him, don't go around there. Don't even look at him. Pass by, not by him. Listen, he was chained down by the devil himself. Listen, but the Bible said Jesus just spoke a few words. Listen to him. Listen, the Bible said Jesus said, loose him. Let him go. Listen, and the Bible said those demons cried out and said, Lord, don't just send us away. And the Bible said that he sent them over there. They were about 2,000 hogs. Listen, over there. Listen, grazing on the hillside. And the Bible said, out of them old demons, they went down and they entered into them swines. Even the hogs didn't want him. Listen, the Bible said they ran down the cliff. Listen, into the water and drowned themselves. Listen, neighbor, today. Then later on, we see this same legion, this same man. The Bible said he is sitting, neighbor, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, clothed in his right mind. Thank God. If we'll allow Jesus Christ to unshackle us, unchain us from whatever it may be that's bounding us, that's
binding us, whether it's sin, whether it's just life in general, our neighbor, we'll come to the Lord. Listen, he'll set us free. Listen, I'm glad the Bible said he's got the keys of the death, hell, and the grave. Listen, he's got the keys of the victory. He's got the keys of the joy and happiness. And I'm telling you today, he can unchain you and I today and set us free. The Bible said, and what the Spirit sets free, you're free indeed. Amen. Unchained. Unchained. Amen. Listen, neighbor, I don't know how long this man had been living there. I don't know how long he had been run out of town from where he lived. Maybe he had a family, maybe he had friends. But see, my friend, he got so far out of out into the world and living that demonic lifestyle that Satan had just took total control of his life. The devil was, did you notice this? The devil was doing all of his talking. The devil was doing all of his actions. Amen. And that's exactly what he'll do. And neighbor, you and I, he'll cause actions that we'd normally not do. He'll cause us to talk like we normally wouldn't talk. This man had been chained out of this situation. And I'm telling you today, whatever you're chained to, amen, Jesus, he can help you. I'd have said through today. Unchained. Unchained. Three things that I'll look at today that I've seen in this scripture about this unchained. Amen. I like that song says, I've been set free. I've been set free. Ain't you glad of that today? Those that have the blood of Jesus Christ applied to their heart, they've been set free. Listen, but I thought about these three things today or this week, and I listened about this unchained. Listen, and we see this gentleman in the shape that he was in. First of all, today that I seen about this is I see the reach of Jesus. I see the reach of Jesus. Amen. I'm glad he reached way below the bottom and picked me up one day. Listen, my friend, I see the reach of Jesus. Listen, every day, Jesus, the Bible said, Sister Doris, Jesus went to him. Jesus went to where he was. And listen, he crossed every legal and ethical barrier and neighbor there was. I listen, Jesus today, I listen, he crossed the storms. He crossed the many barriers. I listen, everything about this place, the Gadarene land, everything about that place was filthy. I listen, neighbor, from sin to pigs. I listen, and that generation of people that the Lord was on that ship with, pigs was the worst thing you could even be around. But Jesus said, I must go. I must go. The same reason that he said, I must go through Samaria. The same reason that he said, I must go to the other side, even in the midst of the storm. Why? Because Jesus Christ knew there was a man in need. Listen, I'm telling you this morning, right here at Clarkwood Road, Morning View Baptist Church, listen, I'm telling you, Jesus passed by this way because he knew there was a man, a woman, boy, or girl that had a need in their life. He knew they had a need in their life. Amen. Listen, why did Jesus go? To reach that one. We see the reach of Jesus Christ today. He said, even though yet I was a sinner, he loved me. Man, that don't even make sense. But even I deserved the depths of hell. Even when I deserved judgment, his hand reached out for me. Even when I couldn't offer him a thing, he offered everything to me. Oh, we see the reach of Jesus. Ain't you glad the reach of Jesus goes beyond the poor? The reach of Jesus goes beyond the rich. The reach of Jesus goes beyond the skin color. The reach of Jesus goes beyond the United States of America. The reach of Jesus, matter of fact, he said in his precious book, he said, let whosoever, let him come and drink the water of fly freely. I list a neighbor today. This man looked like he had no hope. The world had gave up on him. The devil had filled him up. He was living a demonic lifestyle. But Jesus loved him, and he reached out for him, and I set him free today. First of all, we see the reach of Jesus. The reach of Jesus. Do you remember the night when the reach of Jesus through the Holy Spirit of God reached out and picked you up? Amen. Listen, I got news for every one of you in here. We all look pretty good this morning. Man, we got our Sunday best on. But I'm going to tell you something. Every one of us was sinners. Every one of us were sinners. Lost and on our way to hell. Dirty and dusty from the cares of this world. From the cares of this world. Thank God. We were somewhere the other day, and I was fixing to eat lunch, and me and this guy, we was fixing to walk into Arby's at the same time. And he undoubtedly, he's a mechanic. You know how I can tell. His hands were filthy. And anyway, we met at the same time, Brother Gary, and he said, "Hey, preacher, how you doing?" And I thought to myself, the first thing I thought of is I've done washed my hands. But you know what? I thought, I just reached it out there anyway. He said, "Now my hands is dirty." I said, "I don't care, brother. Hey, man." I said, "How you doing? I love you, man." And I said, "You know that gooey stuff you know what I'm talking about? You clean your hands with? Yeah, what is it? Gojo, yeah. Hey, man, I felt that gojo going through Jeff. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man." And I listened, and I let him go. And, hey, man, we talked in fellowship. Then I went in and washed my hands again. I listened, neighbor, where I could eat. But I said that to say this, Brother Ronnie. I listened from the world standards. They probably said that boy don't deserve to be saved. From the world standards, they said he's not fit to be saved. And from the world standards, they said he'll never amount to nothing. They may have been exactly right. But I'm telling you one thing. When the hand of my Savior reached out for me, I reached up for him, and thank God he loved me from the depths of my heart. And that's the same thing ought to happen when Jesus seen Legion. He didn't see that demonic man. He seen the man. When Jesus sees you, he sees you, and he loves you today. My chains are gone. The unchained. The way we're unchained is by the reach of Jesus. He had to reach way below the bottom for me that night. Amen. He washed away my sins. Amen. As dark and as dungy as they may have been. Now, I'd never killed nobody, never stole from anybody, never did anything like that in my life. But I was just as lost as a vital sinner they are. But Jesus Christ still set me free. And there's times in my life, listen, neighbor, when we all get out of the will of God and we find our place at the mercy seat of God and we cry out, and there's nothing like the blessing when we feel of the reach of God. And he says, "I've got this. I've got this." Ain't it assurance of knowing? God's got this. Amen. God's got this. Amen. Sister Emily came up and we prayed with her Wednesday night. And you know what? She's going in Tuesday to have that beautiful baby girl. Amen. And listen, I've got to work. I can't go. The church can't be there. Y'all all have to work. We can't be there. But I'm glad the reach of God's hand. The reach of God's hand. Amen. See, my friend, when you go into that operating room and you're in there and that doctor fixing to operate over you, maybe what he don't see, Brother Herman, is when that other hand reaches over. Amen. He don't see that other hand comes out of the upper room and it reaches down and it goes through the clouds and it comes into our life and it comes to where we are and it says, "Hey, I got this by the grasp of my hand." He told Legion, he said, "Come out of him and loose him and let him go." Amen. First of all, today we've seen the reach of Jesus. We've seen the reach of Jesus. How? He can just reach below the mountains. He can reach below the valleys. He can reach below the storms. He can reach up to the clouds. He can reach through them trials and tribulations that we're facing. He knows where we are, and he knows what we need, and he reaches out for you and I today. Unchained. To be loosened. To be unbound. To be set free. So many times we see people that's saved, but they've lost the joy of their salvation. They're saved, but they're miserable. You know why? Because something's got them chained. Something's got them holding them. Something's got them bound down. I don't like to be bound, do you? I don't like to be bound. Sometimes Kasem right there, he'll come up behind me, and he's bigger than I am now. I still take him, but he's bigger than I am. And he'll wrap his arms around me. And he'll squeeze me. And I say, man, let me go. And sometimes I have to make him let me go. But I don't like to be bound down. I don't like to be bound. Man, and that's what the devil wants to do to each and every one of us. Hey, he says, hey, if you're going to be a Christian, just don't tell nobody. If you're going to be a Christian, don't surely goodness don't put a smile on your face. Hey, man, don't tell nobody. He wants to bound you down. But see, if we'll just, when Jesus reaches down, if we'll reach up, we can have the victory. We can have the blessings. We can have the joy. We can have the peace that passes all understanding today. Unchained. Unchained. To be set free. To be set free. Number two. Not only we see here in the story of Legion, Matthew speaks of two men. I don't know where the other one went. Mark and Luke just speak of one. But Matthew does speak of two men that came. I don't know if the other one decided to stay like he was or what. I don't know. But here in Mark, he speaks of the one. And Jesus, we see here, we see the reach of Jesus. And then number two, I noticed something about this on Unchained. Not only did I see the reach of Jesus, but I seen the replacement of defeat. The replacement of defeat. Jesus replaced some things in his life. Immediately. What did he tell the woman that had the issue of blood when she touched the hem of his garment? He didn't say, go get a second opinion. He didn't go say, hey, take 6 months worth of these antibiotics. He didn't say, do this or that. The Bible said when she touched the hem of his garment, immediately she was made whole. See, God deals in immediate responses. I like that. Amen. Replacement of defeat. Jesus replaced some suffering, some things suffering in his life, the defeat that had him bound by the chains of sin. He replaced that boundness to freedom. Freedom. To be set free. To have that experience. And then we've seen that he replaced that defeat from death. Death. This man had died. Not physically, but spiritually, mentally. He was living out here in the graveyard by himself. Nobody, he was actually living a dead life. But when Jesus reached out to him and loosed those chains, he replaced that death with life. What did he say? He said, I'll give you life, and I'll even give it to you more abundantly. Amen. He said, for what the Spirit sets free, you're free indeed. I wonder today, are we chained down and we're defeated? But I've got good news for you. Jesus came to set you free. See, he wants to replace those things in your life. That in your mind that keeps telling you that you're going to be defeated, he wants to say you're going to have victory. That tells you inside that you'll never amount to nothing, he wants to say you are a somebody. He can take a nobody and make a somebody out of it. Today we see the replacement of defeat in this young man's life. No hope. He was doomed by devil's hell. Surely just waiting to die, not only physically but spiritually. But when Jesus passed by, by. The Bible said the next time they seen him, he was clothed, sitting, talking with the Lord. Amen. The Gadareans were such sinful, filthy nature people. This is what they did. They heard about this. They heard about Jesus and what he had did. They said, hey, this is the legion that was in the tombs. He's been healed. Something's happened to him. He's been transformed. He's a new man. The city people didn't like it. They came to where Jesus was and said, we want you to leave. We want you to leave. Remember the woman that had the ointment of spices? They wanted her to sell it, and she used it to put on Jesus. Remember that? Today, neighbor, Jesus wants to replace some things in our life. He replaced this man from dying to he gave him life. From being defeated, he gave him victory. From being discouraged, he gave him hope. From giving up, he gave him joy. I'm telling you, when Jesus unchains you, he changes some things and some aspirations in our life. Unchained, I've been set free. My chains are gone. Thank God. Unchained. We see the reach of Jesus. Jesus reached way below the bottom. He reached way below the bottom. That one that said that they'll never amount to nothing. They'll never amount to nothing. But what Jesus sets free, he sets free indeed. Then we see here on this unchained, we not only see the reach of Jesus and the replacement of defeat. See, he replaced some things. He replaced some things. I'll never forget, I was pastoring a church one time. And this family that went there, they took in foster kids. And they took this little boy in. And I had watched him. And when he first come with them, he was like right up under them. And he acted like he was real scared all the time. Then I noticed as the months went by, he began to have a smile on his face. His demeanor changed. He began to enjoy life. And I'll never forget one day, probably about a year later, he come up to him, one of the happiest kids. This family had took him in, changed his whole life. I won't ever forget, I was standing in front of the pulpit one day, you know, everybody fellowship, and he come up and he said, preacher, he said, I want to show you something. I said, okay. And he wasn't much bigger than this little boy right here, Brother Ronnie and him's holding. He was about his size. He came running up to me and he said, preacher, I want to show you some things. Something. I said, okay. I thought it was going to be a toy or something like that. But Brother Ronnie, he raised his shirt up. And when he raised his shirt up, my heart just melted. There were little round scars all over his body. All over him. Do you remember when he had those cigarette lighters in the car, you'd mash it? Well, his mother would take that and just stick it all over him. And she was so drugged up. And, man, and this child had it all over him. But what I'm getting at today, Brother Johnny, this family had took that little boy in. And they showed him love. And that little boy that once was just all like this, man, he was just happy. He just everything in life, everything going right. Amen. Thank God. And then that's what Jesus does. He replaces those things in our life. He replaces those things in our life. Victory. God can change things. He replaced those things in his life. This little boy had a sister, and they growed up. And I had the privilege. They growed up. I married them, and now one of them. We was in Florida. One of them. They came running up to me, and they still know me. And now her husband, he's like an optometrist for Harbin Clinic, and a big eye doctor up there. I won't call them names or anything like that. But I thought my mind went back, and I thought, Dana, that's that little kid.
that was sitting on that pew. But see, somebody reached out and they said, look, I love you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to clothe you. And we're going to change your life. That's exactly what happened to Legion. They said, throw him away. Do away with him. But Jesus reached out for him and brought him in and showed him the love. Thank God. That's exactly what happens when God unchains you and I to set us free. He replaces those things with the love that he has for you and I today. He replaces things. Then number three, and we're going to hurry. We see not only reach of Jesus, the replacement of the feet, but we see his response. He goes from begging God to not interfere. You remember when this first started, when he met Jesus, what happened? He said, don't bother me. Don't interfere with me. Leave me alone. Get away from me. But he goes from that, don't torment me, to Jesus, I want to stay with you. I want to stay with you. The Bible said, like I said, now he was clothed in his right mind. And now, this young man, he goes back to Decapolis, if I pronounce that right, to where he lived. And you know what he did there? He became a missionary. He became a missionary. And he told them people what Jesus had done for him. Amen. So we've all got a testimony. We've all got a story to tell. Jesus loves you. If you're here today and you're chained, if you're here today and you're bound, Jesus came to set you free. He's got it. He's got the keys right here. He said, if you'll come, if you'll come, whatever's got you chained, if you'll come to Calvary, he said, I'll put it right in there, and I'll turn that key. Amen. And when you leave, you can leave free. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Robbie, come with the verse of a song. Unchained, to be set free. This young man was bound by some things troubling his life. I wonder today, do we have one that says, preacher, I'm chained. Everywhere I go, I drag that chain. Everywhere I go, I can't get away from it. Everywhere I go, it's right there. It's right there. Come and allow Jesus to set you free. As we stand together, Brother Robbie, what do you got? 359. What about it this morning?
What a fellowship, what a joy divine meeting on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind.
Loose me. I want to be loose. I want to be set free. What about it? Unchained.